Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Hey, are you guilty of this bad habit that really nobody ever talks about? See, we always kind of demonize the habits that are bad, like substance abuse or perhaps addictions, these types of things. But very few of us discuss the bad habit of dissociative disease or disassociation. And as a result, the problem is that nobody addresses it. Nobody talks about it. But when we disassociate, it's basically like we escape our lives. And we do this in very small ways, like daydreaming. Perhaps you're at a job where you just don't dig it. It's not your thing. And as a result, you go somewhere else mentally. And when you go somewhere else mentally, it might seem innocent enough, but the reality is that it's a way of coping with trauma. In fact, severe cases of disassociation. People literally leave their bodies in an abusive situation because it's too painful to be present, and mentally they go somewhere else. But we do that in microwaves. In other words, we disassociate like, hey, I'm going to go down for 5 hours and play video games. I'm going to go and do Netflix. I'm going to go and, excessively exercise. And what happens is we keep escaping our lives. But the present is called the present, not in a cheesy way, but it's called the present because it's a gift. It's literally a gift, and it means that that is the only time that we can actually make change happen in our lives. The future is beyond us. The past is behind us. The present is really the only place where we can make true change happen. And when you leave the present and you go somewhere else, you abdicate your power. You give it away. You essentially release it to something or someone else. And as a result, you no longer feel pain, but you no longer feel potential. My friend Chet Scott often talks about how most people live lives of chronic pain and how the only way to escape the chronic pain in our lives is to invite acute pain. Acute pain is short term, it's focused, it's intentional, it's purposeful, but yet that acute pain that we invite into our lives allows us to then overcome the chronic pain, the life of chronic pain. I want to challenge you as I'm looking at my own life. What are ways, micro ways, where I am disassociating from the present reality in front of me? This isn't about guilt. It's not about shame. It's about awareness. Awareness so that we can make radical change in our lives. Lean in, if you will. Lean into the pain rather than flee from it. Rather than go to the quick fix, the food, the addictions, the substances, the disassociation. Rather than escaping your life, lean into it and then ask yourself questions. Real questions, deep questions, like, is this the life that I want? Or do I want to invite change? And if I want to invite change, what is my process? What is my plan? Who are truth tellers that can invite awareness into my life? I only do this video because it's a bad habit that unless we bring to the surface, we're gonna keep putting it below. And as a result, we'll never get healthy. We'll never experience healing. It's time to explore the pain a little bit and lean in and then come up with the solution. This is Carrie Oberbrunner. Be a soul on fire. Live your life where you are present. Jim Elliot said a quote, I love it. Wherever you are, be all there.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. visit us on the web at carrieoberbrenner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.